Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu. I'm here actually on Halloween evening at the Geekery in Niagara Falls at a really wicked Halloween party that they're throwing. And I'm really happy to be here with an awesome cosplayer, an awesome actress, a good friend of mine, Sarah Tellier. How's it going?
It's actually going pretty good today.
It's pretty good. Like, we've run into you at a few events prior to tonight, and
yes.
I've actually been impressed with your cosplay, and I can't believe I've never interviewed you before today.
I don't know what took you so long.
I don't know. But when we saw you at the, was it Batman Day?
Batman
Day. X-23?
Yes.
Am I saying that character's name right?
Yes, you are.
Wow, what a wicked costume.
Thank you.
How long did it take you to put that together?
It took me about a week, actually, because I had to find all the pieces and had to go and get work on the claws, and yeah, so about a week.
I think, I remember when we had run into you and Chris Deadpool that day, I think I yelled out, wow, like real loud on the street.
You might have.
One of my favorite cosplayers of the year, actually.
Thank you.
No, no problem.
I try.
How long have you been into cosplay? Like, when did you get the cosplay book?
You know what? It was just only a few years ago. My daughter and I decided to go to Niagara Comic Con, and we cosplayed, I think, I did steampunk my first year, and then went on to Attack on Titan, and just, it kind of snowballed, and I love cosplay.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
You're really good at it. You should actually have a cosplay page on Facebook.
You know what? Yeah, you said that before, and I'm not sure. So.
And you even dressed up for our Geek Recon here, which God bless you for doing that.
Yeah, that was Jill Valentine from Resident Evil.
Nice.
And nobody got it. It was like,
I'm sorry, I'm included in that. I apologize. But you look cool.
Thanks.
It was the wig. Now, was Niagara Falls Comic Con the first time you ever did a cosplay out in public like that?
No, yeah. And we've gone the last 3 years. This will be our fourth year. I know it's 5 years old.
Yeah.
It's June, so we missed the first one because I just couldn't get to it because I was working.
The very first one actually was in a restaurant.
Oh, well, see, there you go.
Yeah.
And it was fun, and it was so great to be around people that love the same things that I did, and, you know, like the movies and the comic books and the everything. It was just so great to, it's like, I walked in and was like, my people.
Oh, that's how I feel at every one of these shows, man.
Yeah.
Even at the Geekery here, that's how I feel. Is there any cosplay you haven't done yet that you'd love to do? So I remember when I first met you, when we did the run-through for Ryan's video with
yes.
the superhero dating,
yeah.
and you had mentioned you were doing the X-23 costume, you're all
yes.
proud and excited about that.
I was so proud of that because
awesome.
I looked up the character. I was looking up Marvel characters, like, who could I really cosplay? And who would be a good match for me?
Mm.
And I was like, oh, that's okay. And Rogue is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
But everybody does Rogue.
There's a lot of Rogues.
So many yeah. Rogues, and I'm like, and I have the costume for Rogue, but I'm like, no.
Right.
Okay, next. And I went through the list. I'm like, no. And I found X-23, and I read up her mm-hmm. history in the Marvel universe, and I was like, this is it. This is the one, and I love it.
Now, I'm just throwing this out there. I know nothing about cosplay, obviously, but I'm a geek. With your hair, Donna Troy from the Teen Titans.
Okay.
Any of her various costumes.
Yeah.
For sure. Right. You're obviously into comics. You're telling me about some of the stuff you like.
Yeah.
What are some of the comics you've liked reading in your past or even now?
X-Men. Mm-hmm. X-Men for sure.
You had mentioned Howard the Duck, too.
Yeah, I read Howard the Duck, and I watched the movie.
Yeah.
I admit it. I don't care.
It's fine.
The movie's fine. Everybody's like, oh, it was a bad movie. Yes, it was, but there was something very cool about it.
I'm going to admit this on audio right now.
Uh-oh.
Twice in the theater I saw it back in 86.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, I never...
It holds up, kind of.
It does.
Yeah.
It really does. And seeing him in the end of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, man, fantastic.
I was just blown away.
Chills.
I was like, it's Howard the Duck.
Yeah.
Nice that they put him in there.
And Tim Robbins' first movie, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
I loved that. I was like, and look, yeah, I mean, it was so cool.
My daughter loves that movie, and she's 10.
See, yeah. I mean, you know what? I have to get my daughter to watch it.
There you go. That'll be the test.
I have to. Hunter, you need to watch this.
You need to watch Howard the Duck.
And just watch her sit there and go, why do you like this?
Probably. Although I told my kid it was such an awful movie and she ended up loving it.
Maybe that's what I'll do.
This
is a horrible, horrible movie.
That's what you got to do, I guess.
Oh, probably.
All right. So let's get to the meat and potatoes of it.
Uh-oh.
So, you're an actress.
Yes.
You studied it in school.
I did. I just graduated from Niagara College's Acting for Film and Television program.
Congratulations, by
the
way.
Thank you. I graduated with honors. Very proud of that.
Very proud of that, too, actually.
Thank you.
So, I'm not sure how much of this I'm allowed to ask, because I know there's a confidentiality clause in place, probably, but you're in a movie.
Yes, I am.
What can you tell us about it? Like, your role, and what's the movie about?
It's called Altered State.
Okay.
We're hoping to shoot either summer or fall of 2016.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be shot in Toronto. It's actually the first movie I auditioned for and got the part for.
Nice. Congrats.
So, thank you. I'm playing a character's mother. Crap.
Aww. You should be the daughter.
Yeah, I should. Nah. It's a horror movie.
Okay.
Very bloody, very gory, and
you were telling me you already know your death scene.
I do. Shh.
Okay, we won't talk about it.
You gotta edit that out now.
Oh, you don't know it? You don't die in the movie?
No, I live. I survive.
You live and you're the hero.
Yeah, that's it. No, you know what? It's well written. The director is, I can't remember her last name. I am so sorry, Ashley. McCormen.
Okay.
McCormen. Ashley McCormen. She's wonderful, and she's very... I can't wait to work with her. So, yeah, it's going to be fantastic, and it's funny because two of my classmates that I graduated with are also... Actually, three of my classmates are also in the movie.
Oh, very nice.
So it's really great that I'm going to be able to work with them and see them again and get to interact with them because... We were in classes all the time and everything. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and I think it's going to be a great experience for me.
That's great. I'm happy for you. I think it's going to be great. I know I'd pay money to see it.
Well, they're going to have a premiere in Toronto.
Okay.
And I also asked Suzanne if we could have, once I get a copy of the edited, finished project, if we could have a premiere night here.
Oh, wicked.
And she said, sure. So I'm looking forward to that, inviting my friends and family, whoever wants to come and who can stomach a bloody, gory horror movie, to come and have drinks and food and then see the movie.
Wicked. I mean, we'll promote the hell out of it on our podcast.
Now, there is a Kickstarter campaign because we have to raise funds for the production cost.
Right.
So I keep posting it on my Facebook page and everything, but it's Altered State, so if people want to look it up, we have a short trailer for it. And, so if we can get backers for it, that would be awesome. And we hope to make this a really great horror flick.
Oh, great. Well, I look forward to hearing more about it.
Thank you.
And I definitely look forward to future cosplay from you because it's always fantastic. You look great tonight, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Did we talk about it yet?
No, we didn't.
What are you... Tell the folks out there what you're dressed as tonight.
Oh, I don't know if anybody's going to... I am dressed as a warrior goddess. Spartan goddess. Very strong woman empowerment, that kind of thing. So,
well, it looks fantastic.
Thank you.
And we definitely look forward to more. And thanks for talking to us. I really appreciate it.
I'm glad to have been able to do this. That was awesome.
Oh, I appreciate that. And continued success. And we hope to hear more about you.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.